Hello, is this working? Hi, so this is Miki, aka Cat Girl number 4563. I was adopted from the Cat Girl Adoption Center 1 month ago, and as per the adoption guidelines, I'm making this video to show you that I'm doing well and that I'm very happy in my new home with my new owner. So 1 month ago, I was purchased and transferred to this house, and right away, I was introduced to the man who would be my master. I'm very shy, but Master made me feel safe and comfortable right away. The first thing he does was he took me down to the basement where he showed me this wonderfully big cage, and that was going to be my new home. I love my cage very much. It's nearly twice as big as the one I was kept in at the adoption center, and it's so tall I can almost sit all the way up. Sometimes it gets really cold down in the basement, especially since Master requires me to be naked at all times, but that's okay because he gives me a blanket at night so I can keep warm. So as a cat girl, my responsibilities are mainly to keep the house clean, to serve food and beverages to my master and his guests. And since I'm naked all the time, sometimes the guests grope me, but that's okay because I'm a cocktease and cockteases deserve to be groped. Master and all of his guests are especially fond of my big perky tits, my cute ass, my sensitive tail, my pretty shaved pussy. And then, if I've been good, Master feeds me once a day in the evening. The meal is usually oatmeal and water, sometimes with some fruits as well. I've been told that it's very nutritious. And the oatmeal always comes in the red kitty bowl and the water in the blue kitty bowl. Oh, and if I've been especially good for Master, sometimes he makes me my favorite meal, which is chili. Master makes the best, most flavorful, hearty, spicy chili ever. And the best part is, he serves it to me in an actual people bowl. It makes me so happy that Master sometimes lets me enjoy people food. But mealtime is definitely my favorite part of the day. I kneel down before Master's feet as he holds my leash, and then he watches me eat my food like a good little kitty. Then, once I'm finished, he stands by as I wash out my kitty bowls, and then we cuddle for a while next to my cage. Usually, spending personal time with Master gets him a little worked up since I'm such a little cocktease, so most nights he'll end up using my mouth to get off. He likes to hold my head in place with his hands while he fucks my mouth, and then he runs his thumbs all over my kitty ears, which makes me moan and drool so much. And then when he's ready to come, he pushes me all the way down as I gag and choke on his cock. And then he sends me off to sleep with a big mouthful of drool and cum. And then usually it makes me so horny that I can barely sleep, so I wind up grinding my cunt on whatever I can find until I come over and over again until I'm so tired that I just fall asleep. And at first, I was scared that no one would want to adopt me because I'm such a clumsy kitty, but Master has been nothing but kind and accommodating. Although, sometimes when I really mess up, Master doesn't hesitate to punish me. Most of the time, I just get a stern spanking, and then Master lets me resume with my duties. It hurts a lot, but usually it's just 5 to 10 spanks, so that's okay. Although, this one time, when Master was working, I accidentally spilled hot coffee all over his lap. I immediately got to my knees and started begging and apologizing, but Master was having none of it. So he dragged me by my hair into the basement and strung me up to a wooden pole. Then he called over one of his friends and let him cane me 25 times. It hurt so much, but I deserved it for being bad. And then, after his friend was gone, Master took out his whip and hit me 25 more times all over my back. Afterwards, he left me hanging there all by myself for the rest of the day and until I passed out from exhaustion. The next thing I remember, Master was holding me in his lap and stroking my face and telling me how much of a good girl I was for him. He cuddled me for a long time, and then he told me that if I mess up like that again, he'll punish me even harder and harder and harder until I learn my lesson. And after that, we got a little romantic, and that was the first time he used his cock to fuck me. He bent me over like a proper whore, pinned my hands behind my back, and fucked me as I came over and over on his hard cock. You see, seeing this cute little sexy cat girl all tied up, helpless, begging and pleading, tears streaming down her face, really does something to Master. Something about seeing his little cock tease so exposed and so vulnerable makes him want to do all sorts of things to me. And because I'm his cat girl, I'm more than happy to suck his cock with my dumb little cat girl mouth and fuck him with my slutty little cat girl pussy. And since I'm his property, he can finish wherever he wants. Whether it's on my pretty catgirl face, on my tits, my ass, or even inside my pussy. And since I was spayed at the adoption center, I can't ever get pregnant, so a master can come inside me as many times as he wants. Master is also very sensitive to my hygiene, so after every time he covers me in his hot, sticky cum, he gives me a nice, thorough shower. I'm not actually allowed to use the real people shower because I'm just a cat girl, so Master just hoses me down in the basement. Sometimes he gets bored and leaves me before I'm completely clean, and when that happens, I just lick up the remaining cum with my tongue. After all, I am a cat girl, and we cat girls have special tongues. I'm an expert at licking myself clean, and I certainly do love licking Master's cum all off my body. And if any cum gets on the floor, I make sure to lick all of that up as well until the floor is sparkly clean. I need to make sure that the floor is in tip-top shape for Master to walk on. So, to conclude my monthly update, I'll show you my body so you can be assured that I am in good condition. So, please, take a look at my chest and at my back. Forgive the lashes, I was bad, so I deserved them. And here are my arms and legs, and as you can see, everything is in good condition. And now my bum, again, please forgive the cane marks. And finally, here are my legs and my pussy, so as you can see, I'm fine and healthy. So that's everything for this recording. I'm so happy that I finally found a home, and I absolutely love my master. I hope this recording is found acceptable by the Cat Girl Adoption Center, and if there are any problems, please reach out directly to my master. Thank you for listening to my monthly update. Goodbye.